Hi, I'm Gary Wallach with NPR's Only a Game. Bill's weekly commentary is coming right up, but first I want to tell you about this week's show. Runner and author Christopher McDougall is well known for his role in popularizing barefoot running. Now he's turned his attention to parkour, a method that originated in World War I military training exercises. Karen Given reports on McDougall's latest fitness fixation. I wonder if anybody does parkour without shoes. We'll also hear from Merritt Norvell, executive director of the National Association for Coaching Equity and Development, who's trying to reverse the trend that has fewer and fewer black coaches heading college basketball programs. In his commentary this week, Bill reflects on Monday's expletive-laden tirade by Cincinnati Reds manager Brian Price and where it ranks on the all-time list of baseball invective.
Nobody fools themselves into thinking that anything has been established this early in the baseball season. Some guys are still hitting 150 points under their career averages, and they'll recover. Likewise, the overachievers will look less like Superman by May Day, and the Mets won't lead the National League in wins. So the big baseball story this week is the tirade Reds manager Brian Price delivered on Monday before Cincinnati won a ball game, which is something they have not been doing dependably in the early going.
Has it always been this way, where we just tell everybody everything?
Price, apparently irked by the club's slow start, opined that reporters had told the world more than the world needed to know about his players, such as which of them were healthy. Or at least that's how he felt before Monday's game, and he said so in a 5.5-minute rant in which he allegedly used a verb you can't say on the radio, or the common adjectival and adverbial variations on it, at least 77 times. He required bleeps every 3.7 seconds, according to the invariably accurate Wall Street Journal.
I've been as candid as I can be about this team and our players, and we got to deal with this. Every team that we play has to know every guy that's here and what they can and can't do.
Brian Price has since apologized for his performance, which is silly because it's representative in his line of work. It's not as if he's going to stop using that all-purpose noun, adjective, and adverb, which, in the third of those manifestations, works just as well preceding great as it does preceding awful. Among baseball managers who've inadvertently made similar recordings is former Dodgers skipper Tommy Lasorda, who's in the Hall of Fame and who stood third in the use of words requiring bleeps before Price bumped him down to fourth. Hal McRae and Lee Elia have also distinguished themselves in terms of colorful, if monotonous, language use.
I'll be honest with you, I'm sick of
Lenny Bruce, the celebrated and later persecuted comic and social commentator who made a career of shocking people with insights expressed in language that could get him arrested even in a nightclub, used to try to make the point that if an offensive word was repeated often enough, even the one for which Brian Price has apologized, that word would lose its capacity to offend. Perhaps somewhere he is listening over and over to the recording of Brian Price's Monday night outburst, counting on his fingers to 77 or more and smiling at the fact that his message has surfaced, albeit without intention, once again.
If you'd like to share this week's commentary, please visit onlyagame.org. You can find the text and audio there. You can find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at onlyagamenpr. Thanks for listening.